Gamer!
Hey.
Welcome to the Illspankers podcast. A podcast that has no direction and is definitely 100% planned out. We know what we're doing here and we're ready for you to know what we're doing here. So listen up and enjoy the show. Today, as our first kind of pilot episode, it's really just going to be me and the Matthias here. We're going to be just kind of going through mainly what happened this summer, but kind of getting into some other stuff, maybe go off on some tangents, whatever works. We really don't even know what we're planning on talking about. We're kind of winging it here. We're also just playing some games, focus our minds, right? So we're just going to wing it here. So kind of starting out, anything kind of interesting happened this summer? Because I know we really haven't talked that much this summer. I've been working and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's true, actually.
Sure,
I'll go. So this summer has been a very, very different summer for me because I decided to pick up a job this summer. And well, I'd actually tried a job last summer. And it didn't really work out. It was the framing job with my brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
So I tried that one, and I didn't like it. So I quit
when
within,
when you say
like...
new job, do you mean, like, the landscaping thing?
Yeah, that's
you,
what...
You... Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I tried to get into the framing thing, and that didn't work out. I just really didn't like it. It wasn't the environment that I wanted to be in at all. So I worked there for, like, 2 weeks. But then this summer, I didn't actually go to... Oh, sorry, I did actually go to employers. So I started out the summer by looking around for jobs at, like, retail and stuff. So I handed out my resume to, like, 5-6 different places or whatever. I didn't get any early callbacks from any of them. Then I just decided to, because I had been working for my neighbor in, like, landscaping and doing her lawn and stuff like that, I just decided to put my name out there. So my mom put an ad out on Facebook and... Yeah, for like landscaping, and I got a few clients, and then we made like an ad on a magazine for out in, where is it, Eagle Mountain. So I got a few clients down at Eagle Mountain. So it's not a lot of work, it's like very part time, but it was just a little bit of income so that I didn't feel so bad about spending some, you know.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so that was what I was doing this summer, pretty much all.
Nice. I feel like normally a lot of places, like, I always hear stories about how everyone I know is like, I applied once and I got the job. And like, I've out here like applied like so many times and like never get any jobs.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm underqualified.
Yeah. Like my resume was pretty chunky because I've worked as a kid, obviously, in acting. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I had like a pretty chunky resume, but like none of them were hiring. Or if they were hiring, I needed to have like more years in customer service or something like that. It's like, really?
Yeah.
It was difficult.
20 years of experience.
Yeah, 20 years. That's like a 18-year-old kid. Oh, yeah, you need 20 years of experience in customer service. Great.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't know, this guy here is actually like his real name. We are going by Matthias. His real name is actually Leonardo DiCaprio. You may have heard of him.
Yeah.
But he was a big actor when he was younger.
Well, I mean, I still am. Like, I played in movies like, you know, I don't even remember all the movies I played in. It's like,
Of course.
Hundreds of movies. But yeah, my job as a kid was it's much more cool than it is now, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Also, for any of you guys listening, this podcast started from a Discord server of ours called Illspankers. So during the next couple of episodes, there's going to be a lot more people to introduce and a lot more people that are going to be on the podcast. Unfortunately, none of them could tune in for today's episode just because they've all been busy, again, with summer stuff and the free time. A lot of people have already spent out their time, but hopefully once the year starts going on, we'll have a lot more consistent people joining our calls. But just for today, it's just going to be me and Leonardo DiCaprio here.
Yeah. Well, the Discord name actually started out as L Squad.
Because that's true.
Like your gamer tag is L Haggett. So you wanted to make a Discord server, it was L Squad. And then we kept on gradually changing it.
And I didn't notice,
like,
too.
Yeah, you didn't even notice for like a few months. It was like L Squub and then L Spang. I don't remember the rest, but it now is L Spankers. And it stayed L Spankers actually for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the one I noticed, it was after a couple times. I'm pretty sure when I first noticed it was L Spud. And
yeah, that one.
It turned from L Spud into L Spankers, I think, from there. And then from there, it hasn't really changed. But yeah. So it's been kind of everywhere. but then again, the Discord itself has been kind of everywhere in terms of content and people.
It's true. We got so many randoms in here.
Yeah, it's true. Although we met quite a bit of people too. Like there was Dot who came in every once in a while.
Kathy. He's on Rocket League right now.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, if you guys didn't know, we are playing Rocket League to keep our minds busy. But obviously the podcast is enough, but, you know, just easier to focus. But yeah, no, we've met quite a bit of people in our gaming careers. Again, like Kathy and Dot.
Like
and
all of Bruce's friends, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which were interesting because our Minecraft server that we had, when did we actually start that? That was on the update, right?
Yeah, that was... Well, like that new one that we have right now or the other one?
The one that you're still on. Oh, no. Okay. So the one that... Do you remember Alan, Bruce's friend?
Yeah, I remember him. The one that he and Kathy were on, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
That was
when
started...
When did we start that one?
Like, I think it was like early 2020. Maybe a little bit later.
Right.
Maybe mid-2020. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a while ago.
Because I remember Alan was... an interesting type for sure.
Yeah, he was wait, what about his friend? It was like that guy that got like super mad at us.
Carrot Man, or like whatever his name was that had to do with Carrot. Okay, so for context for any of you guys, so when we started this community Minecraft server and our Discord server, we had this one of our friend's friend, kind of pretty much. He joined the server and I can't remember what the problem was, but at some point we just decided to prank him because he was super late to the server and we were all bored. So we like all had perms and we pretty much blew up his house. Yeah. It was kind of sad. Looking back on it, we shouldn't have, but pretty much, yeah, after the entire scenario died down, he kept begging me over Discord to like open the server back up. So like because he wanted to play on it, but none of us really played on it anymore. So like actually going back to this afterwards, he like sent me so many DMs afterward, like after the server was closed, asking. And at one point, I was just like, "There's no reason for me to respond. I'm just gonna let him down by keep saying no." So
yeah, that kid was an anomaly. He was insane.
He was interesting. I actually, did he ever join the call? No. Okay. He did, but he didn't know that I was, what was my gamer tag at the time?
No, he was mad at me. So I was in the other call and he had no idea that I think my gamer tag was Yodvon. He had no idea that Yodvon was Shandeli.
But he also knew that El Haggit, because he knew from El Haggit on Discord. El Haggit is, there was some difference. I had a different Discord name than my in-game name.
Yeah.
So at some point, I can't remember what happened, but knew that I was he knew that El Haggit on Discord was the leader of the Minecraft server, but he didn't realize that my gamer tag in Minecraft was me.
Oh, yeah.
And so he came into the call and he was like, El Haggit, like, there's someone in your Discord. He like completely destroyed my base and he was bullying me. And I was just like, I've never even heard of this guy before. He's on the server?
It was Vector Perkins, right?
Right, Vector Perkins.
And then you like ran commands so that it looked like El Haggit, the big moderator, joined the server.
Yeah.
That was great, yeah.
And it was just like, wait, I can't see your name. I was just like, no, dude, I'm here. Now, where's Vector Perkins? Oh, my word.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was quite fun. I enjoyed that.
Was that our... last server, like since this one?
I think so, because that server was in between. No, was it? What update was that? Was that when the Nether update first came out or after?
No, I remember the Nether update was out at that time.
Okay, yeah. So I think it was.
So I'm pretty sure it was like when it first came out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a long time
ago. Yeah, it was. I feel like that was like half a year ago.
Yeah, I know. It was much longer than that, for sure.
Yeah, and now we're coming to the close of 2021. You got any plans for 2022 yet, or?
Actually, yeah. I'm taking a course. It's starting on Monday. Have you heard of it yet?
Okay. What is it?
Well,
but you have not told me about it yet.
No? Okay. So I'm going to UFV, which is the University of the Fraser Valley. And I'm going to Chilliwack. And I'm going to take this trade sampler course.
Okay.
So basically, it's like an explorer course. So it.
Yeah.
There are, I think it was 8 I counted trades. And it basically explores them about 2 weeks per trade. So it's a 15-week course, which is one semester. So it goes from September 20th, which is in 2 days on Monday, and it goes until December 10th. So then I have December to look around for a job. And then hopefully in the new year, I'm going to start like some kind of apprenticeship with the trade that I choose.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to just wait until you like see what you like best, or do you know kind of what direction?
No, I think I'm just going to wait until I see what I like best. But people have asked me that, like, oh, what are you looking most forward to? And I would say welding, I think.
Oh, nice.
Because my opa was a welder. My grandpa was a framer, like a builder. Mm-hmm. But I already tried that. I didn't like it too much. So I'm going to try welding now. And welding has always interested me, just working with metal. It's like the coolest thing ever. So, nice. Yeah, I'm excited to try that one.
Yeah, I'm still doing painting right now, and it's definitely something I enjoy, but I don't want to have to do for, I don't know, like, let's say 50 years.
That's a very
however long a career is supposed to last, whatever.
Don't think but it's I also 50 don't, years.
Well, okay, I'm 16. If I retire, like, actually, I can't be doing painting that late now. I should say that.
Yeah, no. Especially not painting. That's pretty hard work.
Yeah. It's kind of hard. It's not like... It's physically demanding, but it's not hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe, like, I know trade, probably, like, electrician or plumbing. I don't know yet. We'll see. Yeah.
Have you...
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, sediment plans about that? Or are you just kind of winging it?
I'm not gonna wing it. When I graduate, being 2 years from now, taking an extra year for school, when I graduate, I'm planning on leaving painting and trying plumbing if there's an opening for me. And if not, I'm gonna look around to see electrical, because I do know I want to do one of the two.
Right. Okay. That sounds pretty solid to me.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Things do change, sadly.
So, not looking into the future, but looking into the past, what have you been up to this summer? You asked me that, but we kind of went off.
Very, very basic. I'm not a guy who likes to change things up a lot. But I did try out a couple of things. Obviously, while working, I did not have a lot of time for free time. But in my free time, I did. One of the things was obviously grow my hair. I've never had it to the exact length that it's at now, which is kind of seems boring, but I'm kind of the guy who always used to have buzz cuts, so I guess it's something different. I did the workout plan, which we kind of talked about a bit when we went to the water slides that one day.
Right. Yeah, I did hear about that. That sounds pretty.
I lost it a bit, mostly just because school's starting back up, and I had to dedicate time for that.
Right, yeah.
But I had it decently going, so it was pretty nice, but that was just kind of a summer thing. And then apart from that, really just, I guess, watched an Attack on Titan Ken count, if you want to include it in the summer.
Heck yeah, same.
This past week. Oh yeah, did you watch it this summer as well?
Yeah, I did, but like a little bit earlier than you, like a few months, or a couple actually.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I forgot about that. No, dang. That's definitely something.
Actually, just getting into anime in general.
That's true. No, because I've never really watched anime outside of that, except for Sword Art Online, which I've only actually watched dubbed. Sadly.
Yeah.
But apart from that, getting into like subbed and stuff like that through Attack on Titan, beautiful. Obviously, no spoilers, but beautiful.
Yeah, sorry. We can't go in depth on Attack. We could have maybe like an Attack on Titan episode.
That's true.
Me, Ethan, Evan, maybe Bruce in a call, and we just kind of rant about it with like a spoiler warning.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
So did you start a workout routine? Because I saw on your Instagram a little while ago, you posted something about going once or twice to the gym with Jacob.
Yeah. I got a membership. I don't remember when exactly. But I bought a membership. Yep. It wasn't that too long ago. So I got a membership, and then I went right away, and I had to take a bit of a break because I went on vacation to Kelowna.
Oh.
And then I came back and I went again, but I had to take it a bit easy because I was in a car accident.
Hold up.
Did you not? I told you about the car accident. Let me finish this story, and then I can talk about the car accident. I definitely told you.
No, maybe you did, but not to, you never told me about the trip to Kelowna. That's for sure.
Okay. Well, I got in the accident in Kelowna.
Okay.
So I'll just talk about the gym and then I can talk about my accident. So
yeah.
I went to the gym second time, had to take it a bit easy, got kind of sore. And then I went a third time and unfortunately I wasn't able to go a fourth time. And then the mandate came out on the 13th, which was like, 5 days ago. The mandate came out where you need your vaccine passports to do leisure activities, and that is gym membership. So I froze my account, and
now I'm
just waiting for that restriction to be lifted or anything like that. And then
I hope it's soon. Yeah,
I do too. Okay, about my accident.
Your entire trip to Kelowna. Let's hear about that too.
Okay, well, it's not a big deal. It was just like a. You know Mr. Codling, right? He's a teacher and he's based in Kelowna because HCOS is based in Kelowna.
Right, yeah.
Right, so the Codlings, they do their annual trip to Kelowna, pretty much.
Okay, so is that with the teacher program then? That goes to Kelowna?
No, yeah. Usually the whole, board and staff go to Kelowna and have meetings and stuff there, once a year.
Yeah, so they just a whole times, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know those where we did the camp stuff, but this time since I'm not old enough, sorry, I'm too old to do the camp stuff. I didn't bother doing that. So we just stayed at somebody's house. So yeah, pretty much he went to meetings and stuff and we just stayed at home, went shopping, kind of had fun, just chillax, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. There wasn't anything special that we did, really. We just kind of hung out and had fun.
But then how did your accident happen then from that?
Right. It wasn't a big accident. And to be honest, if I'm being generous, it was actually kind of nice.
Oh.
not feeling or anything, but it was nice that it was my first accident because...
It could have been a lot worse or something?
It could have been a lot worse. I didn't really know what I was doing, so I could have easily been scammed by the guy who caused the accident. Which I wasn't, which I'm really happy about. But I easily could have if it was a worse crash. And I don't know what to do in that situation because that was my first accident. So basically what happened was I was taking my girlfriend Emma, who was on the trip. I was taking her out on a date. We were going to go to Brown's Social House for dinner. And I was stopped at a light. We were 2 minutes away from our destination. I stopped at a light. And this truck pulled up behind me and he stopped and he was fine. But then I heard a loud crash and I looked into my mirror and I saw him coming really close towards me. And I was like, what the heck? And then he hit me and then I rolled forward and I hit a truck in front of me.
What the heck?
So then after getting out of the car and looking at it, I realized that there were four vehicles involved in the accident. There was the first guy. They were all trucks as well, except me. I was a little tiny Toyota Corolla CE. I did not fare the best. Anyways, there were three trucks. There was one all the way in the back, and then another one that was directly behind me, and then me, and then the one in front of me.
Yeah.
And pretty much it was just a little squishy effect, and
a little bump fest.
We all kind of squished into each other. Not a lot of. Actually, my car kind of sustained a lot of damage. It was $4,000 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But it's not a write-off, so we're chilling. And ICBC is taking care of all stuff chiro, physio appointments, doctor appointments. That's all taken care of by ICBC, so we're all good.
Nice. Did you ever hear about Danielle's accident when she got into one?
No. I don't think so.
It was actually really shocking. Okay, so Danielle, my older sister, she was driving along one of the Matsby Flats roads. And it was really dark out, close to middle of the night. I'd say probably 11-ish, right? 12-ish. I was dead asleep by the time. But apparently she was stopped at a red light and there was she looked through her rear view and there was a guy coming towards her in a really nice, new truck.
Okay.
And yeah, there was a guy coming towards her, and she's like, he doesn't look like he's slowing down. She looks, yeah, it's a red light. Yeah, he doesn't look like he's slowing down. Boom, completely rear-ended her. And yeah, she got out, she talked with him a bit. Apparently he like just got his N like the month before, sadly.
Oh.
But yeah, so he didn't slow down, completely rear-ended her. Obviously his fault, probably texting something, I don't know. Her car had not even a dent, and his car was totaled.
Wow, really? Wait, and I'm not joking. He was in a truck, and what was she driving?
She has a Mercedes-Benz.
Sorry, Danielle has a Mercedes-Benz?
Yes, not a new one, a 2006, I believe.
Still, that's a Mercedes-Benz. How the heck is a Mercedes-Benz?
Have you not seen her car? No, she bought it for like, I think she got it for $4,000-ish. No, $6,000, I think.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so yeah, the only thing there was like red paint, I think. That was red scraped paint on the back of her bumper. No dents. And it was like his truck was done. Like, all right, it could not be driven.
You heard it here, folks. Time to buy a Mercedes-Benz. My gosh, what are they made out of?
We are not sponsored by them, but I must say, when she came home and I saw that, I like, obviously I did not notice she got into an accident the next day by looking at her car, because how would I? But I must say, the first thing I thought was, this car is flipping tough. Like, what the heck is it packed with?
Yeah, right? Jeez, when was
this? And obviously, this was like, I'd say near early 2021. Maybe closer to summer.
Not even that long ago.
It was still closer. I believe it was closer to December time, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
So no, I didn't hear about that, no.
Yeah, it was quite crazy, actually. Oh, shoot.
And she was driving by herself, right?
Yes, she was driving by herself. I think she was coming home when that happened.
Okay.
But yeah. Yeah, a lot of accidents. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, jeez.
So did I ever tell you, this was also in the summer, so stay on relevant topic, I guess.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time when, so my family, I have a huge family. A huge extended family, I should say. And we all got together, I think it was middle of August, so quite recently, to do our little, like, our family get together, right? So we all went camping together for 3 days, and everything was nice. Well, I've got a lot of little cousins, including, I think, like, a bunch of 8-year-olds-ish around that age, and, like, some 6-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the little cousins in a while. And this was kind of the first time. And I remember, because I also, this is the time I completely grew out my beard. I had very thick, this is before I shaved. And I remember my little cousin coming up to me, and he was like, so one of them's name's Lucas. And he was like, the other cousin was like, yeah, Lucas doesn't really like you that much, but he likes your beard. And that was literally it. They walked away after that. That was all they had to say.
You didn't talk to them at all?
I just stood there like, cool. And then after that, I was like, okay, I guess I should probably get closer to my little cousins. I haven't seen them in a while, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the entire time I was kind of hanging out with them, especially Lucas, just because he was really wanting to hang out with me. And then, again, this was like a day after, he said, I used to not like you, but now I do. And it's because I know your name. And I was like, oh, cool. And he's like, your name is Aaron. And I was like, oh, I didn't tell him my name wasn't Aaron. I was just, oh, actually, no, I did. I was like, yeah, actually, it's Michael. And he's like, oh, okay. And then like 20 minutes later, we're playing hide and seek. And I'm hiding in a closet. And he's like, I give up, Aaron. And for a second, I hesitated because I was like, who's Aaron? And then I realized, I guess I'm just Aaron to him now. What? So I came out and I was just like, yeah, it's me.
What the heck? That doesn't...
How... But then the funniest... Sorry, go ahead.
I'm like, sorry, mildly speechless. Sorry, he's your cousin and he doesn't know your name?
Yeah, he's my cousin. He's 5 years old. He didn't like me before the trip. Then he started to like me because he knew my name was Aaron. And then I told him my name wasn't Aaron.
Yeah.
And then he still called me Aaron afterward. And I was like, okay, maybe he just knows me as Aaron. But then afterwards, I told the story to his mom, my aunt. I told the story to her. And I was just like, yeah, I guess I'm Aaron. And she's like, yeah. And then she told me a story. She's like, yeah, like an hour ago, he asked me. He was like, yeah, I was just out hanging out with Aaron. And I and then she's like, yeah. So I asked him, who's Aaron? And then he's like, oh, it's Michael. So he knows my name.
What?
But he goes by Aaron. And he, no, I don't know.
I guess you just look like an Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I could actually see you as an Aaron, to be honest. But that.
I mean, I'll take that as a compliment, I guess. But still, like, I don't understand. Know. He just kept calling me Aaron. But he knew my name was Michael.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you got some strange cousins there, eh?
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah, all my cousins know my name, so I don't have any stories to tell.
You have any young cousins, though, that know your name?
I have three cousins that are younger than me. They're all from the same family. They're my mom's side. Her younger brother, he had three kids, and they are, let me guess their ages again, 17, 14, I believe, and then, like, 11, I think.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and 11 is the youngest in our whole family.
Okay, yeah, so that's pretty nice then. Yeah, I think we counted them up, and I think there's 27 cousins, like, including my family.
Wow.
And then there's eight of the uncles and aunts, right? So eight older siblings. And that's just on my mom's side. And my dad's side has got, like, I don't know, I'd say probably close to 15.
Dang. My entire family, like, including us, we have, like, a dozen cousins.
Oh, yeah, no. I feel like Dutch families are just bigger. I don't know if that's true or not, but I feel like Dutch families just are inherently bigger. Because, like, everybody I know that's Dutch is like, oh, yeah, we hang out with family all the time. But everyone I know who's, like, not Dutch at all, they're just like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. All the Dutch families I know of, they're pretty mega.
Almost as if there's, something correlated. I wanted to make a joke there, but I decided against it last second.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, no, there's been a lot of family stuff. What was it again? I remember something happening. I think it was most recently on the 11th. We had since it was a Saturday, we had we hosted a party for my grandparents' 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And it was probably the biggest party ever hosted by, like, our extended family.
Dang.
But one of the things we did, like, Adam, like, wrote a full song for them and everything like that. But one of the things we did is we sang a song called It's a Blessing for Them.
Yeah.
But for some reason, so last second, I had a solo in that song. Last second, my cousin decided to get in on it and do a duet with me. And the entire time, he was singing like Michael Jackson, pretty much, on stage in front of a group of very elderly people. But he was like, ooh, 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 yeah, the entire time. And this is in front of people, like, the average age of this group was probably 55.
Oh, my word.
And he was dead serious. And after the entire thing, everyone was like, you two crushed. Like, they're like, oh, my word, you guys were so good. And I was just like, oh, I guess they liked it.
Weird. So yeah, you got some strange cousins. So he just decided to, like, join in last minute, like, you didn't know that he was going to?
No, I did last minute, but, like, it was like 15 minutes beforehand, and I didn't know the extent of what he was gonna do.
I thought you were just soloing and your cousin was like, you know what, you know, this sounds like a duet.
No, he kind of told me beforehand. Okay. Anyways, though, we gotta break it up for right now. We're gonna take a quick break right here so we can quickly take some bathroom. Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're back from our short break. Unfortunately, we thought Darian would be able to join us for the end of this, but he's still out, so we're gonna have to just keep doing this by ourselves and finish up this episode real tight. So apart from what we just came back from, we came back from the story of my cousin doing his amazing Michael Jackson solo. Amazing. I know, to be fair, it was pretty good. I actually, like, kind of obviously I wasn't just doing the solo, but I turned around for a second just to see if how he was doing, and I caught a glimpse of it, and I'll have to say I was very surprised, because until then I didn't know how he was going to be doing it. But yeah, so did you have anything you wanted to add to that, Matthias, or
like add to your story, or just talk
about? Just add to, like, I don't know, do you have anything relevant you wanted to talk about? I don't know.
Well, considering I got no cousins and that they're all like moved out and live far away and all that.
Yeah.
Same with siblings. I've pretty much all my siblings are out of the house too.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, because I have two moved out siblings, and then Caroline, she's doing university and like working at the same time. So she's like not really home very often.
So that's kind of similar to Adam.
Yeah. I guess I have my own personal story, so I can just share a quick one.
Do it.
This past weekend, as you know, because I was chatting with you for quite a lot of it, I was working for elections, the advanced polls in Mission.
Right.
And yeah, that was 4 days. So from Friday to Monday, I was working there. And oh my goodness, they were 13 to 14 hour days. I had 2 13-hour and 2 14-hour days.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, they were not fun at all.
Yeah. I mean, from what I heard, they did not sound very fun, but they sounded very funny just from some of the things that you've said about what happened there.
Yeah. A lot of people ask me if it's volunteer work. No, it is not volunteer work. I was paid quite well for it, but not well enough.
Yeah.
The work that was involved, it was like there were a bunch of different jobs. My title was information officer. So I basically, I did have a title.
Very formal. Very formal.
So my job was basically to inform people what the heck to do while they wanted to vote. This is for federal elections, by the way.
So this is the Canadian federal election, if anyone was wondering.
Yeah. I can't give my bias, but I definitely have one. So,
of course.
Yeah, that's something that I definitely can't do well on.
Yeah, no, definitely. There
is give my bias. That's like against the rules.
I mean, from some of the stories you had, it sounded like some of the other workers gave their bias, but we're not going to bring that up.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Everybody talking about like the good old vaccine passport. That counts as bias.
It counts as bias. It's true. Yeah, well, I mean, funny, because I remember I actually kind of laughed at this. I don't know if I told you it was funny. I'm not sure. I just found it really funny how you asked for the directing traffic shift just so that you could talk in the Discord call.
Yeah. No, I didn't even have to ask for it. That's the great thing about the IO's job, is that we basically just like amongst ourselves, we take breaks and we switch around jobs. So right. I was the only person who actually enjoyed directing traffic. So I did that.
Because you joined the Discord call?
Yeah, because I could like put in my AirPod and listen to music and talk. And just because it was away from the inside, which was like hectic. So it was nice and peaceful usually. But yeah, it was just long and annoying.
Yeah. I still find the story really funny, the one I told you of when Adam was working at the election, my older brother. And Jacob, they were both working like the end of the lines, and they pretty much just were like, yeah, this is where you cast your vote. Just write it down here and move along. And they were kind of working the lines. And then Jacob just literally, they're like, no one in their lines. It was a clear day. No one was in their lines. So they're just like, all right, whatever. It's going to fall asleep. And they fall asleep for 4 hours and make like, I don't know, $100.
Yep. That's how it goes. Yeah. Oh. There were times where there was like not a lot to do just because of how dead it was there. So we were... I think usually at nighttime, there was about a 3 hour period before we were let go at 9 that we just like kind of just sat there because no one was coming to vote. And that's the only way we get work is if somebody comes to vote. So we were just sitting there and we did not do anything for 3 hours. And it's so annoying.
Well, I mean, Monday, it sounded like you had a lot of people at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Monday was kind of crazy because it was the last day of advanced polls. So everybody was like, oh, it's not going to be very busy and I'm just going to get my last vote in. But no, it was busy all the way up until the end. Like,
that's crazy.
Crazy
people
busy.
People almost hitting you.
People hitting me? Sorry?
People almost hitting you.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about how people would like.
Yeah, at that time, though, for the last few, like, couple hours of that night, yeah. I wasn't actually directing traffic. I was inside helping out.
Oh, okay, nice.
Because we were, like, trying to pack up while simultaneously dealing with the voters.
Right.
Because we all really wanted to go home.
Yeah, it makes sense after a long weekend.
Yeah, but we closed at 9, and then we finished up with some remaining voters, and then I was let go at 10:30 because the DROs, what? The people who like give information about voting and stuff like that,
yeah,
they have to count their ballots and stuff, and I had to clean up for them, and then one girl like miscounted her ballot, so I had to recount them for her.
No.
Yeah, so it wasn't. So they, yeah, I was the last IO there, and I just, it was so funny because this describes my job perfectly. I was the last IO there. I had nothing to do, and there were like 10 people surrounding this one girl who messed up her counting.
Yeah.
So I just literally went and I picked up my bag and decided to leave. I didn't tell anyone. I just left.
Oh my word.
Yeah. They were chill with it though.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, you get a tax. It's just like, yep, you forfeit everything you work here for.
Yeah. I was just so done. I drove home so fast. That was like the most I've ever sped.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't speed, no.
Yeah, of course.
But like, I was going pretty fast, and I was taking corners so tight. I just wanted to get home. I was so done.
Watch, the only listener, not even our friends or any family, the only listener of this podcast is going to be like one of the Missioner Abbotsford police, and it's going to be like, gotcha.
Absolutely busted. Hey, you don't have any like proof, do you? Just my word. I could be like completely joking. This could be irony at its finest.
It's going to be so much sarcasm, you don't even know.
Yeah. There could be just like a heavy layer of sarcasm over everyone speeding, even if it's legit.
I mean, it could be a metaphor. You were speeding through the back town of your memories when you were on the highway. Like, the highway's your memories.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You never know. No one will know. No one's going to know.
And that's how no single court case was ever won since today.
Yeah.
Well, that video evidence isn't true. It's a metaphor.
What was it that Mr. Osher said to you? You can't prove a negative?
You can't prove a negative. Yeah, you can't prove a negative.
Because you're going to have to continuously check it. Yeah, so
yeah.
You were speeding? No, I wasn't. Were you speeding? No, I wasn't. There you go. You can't.
There you go.
You just can't do it.
You can't prove a negative. But what if you like are in a court case and you like have first of all confirmed that you can't prove a negative? But then you try and prove, like, you try and convince them that, like, them proving a positive is just proving a double negative.
Yeah, how are you supposed to prove, and, like, how are you supposed to prove the statement that you can't prove a negative when that statement itself is a negative? You can't prove that you can't prove a negative, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's more, it's like if you rob a bank, people are trying to prove that you robbed a bank. Well, you could be like, well, you never proved that I didn't not rob a bank.
And that's where we're going to end today's episode.
All right, yeah, so for next episode, for all of you guys watching, give us feedback on this episode and answer the question wherever you are in the comment. I don't even know if there is a comment section, but answer the question. Can you prove a double negative? Can you prove that I did not rob a bank?
How about we keep it a bit more simple because double negatives are always so fun. Can you prove anything? Is there anything that you can prove with 100% certainty?
Of course. And that will be the focus, probably, hopefully, of our next episode. We'll have a guest speaker come in, hopefully, probably, and see if they LeBron can prove James. Anything to us. Oh, my word. I
actually was on the phone with LeBron James earlier, and he said that he wanted to join. So, next week, I don't know if we're doing this weekly or monthly or
whenever
we're getting LeBron James as our guest speaker.
Of course.
Congratulations.
I was thinking about Bruce. Maybe we can call Bruce in and see if he can prove to us anything. Because I want to see Bruce prove something.
Oh, that's true. You and Bruce with those...
No, okay, we won't bring up the
weird
past,
argument.
But...
You won't bring up Cars 2, will you?
Huh? No, what, huh?
Can you prove that Cars 2 is good?
Oh, no. If you want a trigger warning episode, that's good.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Bruce would be fun to talk about with that.
Oh, Bruce would hate it just as much as I would hate it.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I would have a blast.
Yeah, well, of course you would.
Yeah,
you've pretty much spectated every single one of me and Bruce's arguments so far.
It's true. I never pick a side either. I just kind of stare at you and it's really funny.
Well, it will be funnier. We'll have next episode, if we can get Bruce in, we'll have you as the judge. And then me and him will be like prosecuting and defending lawyers. And that will be the focus of the next episode.
Sounds good. I probably won't even talk, but it's fine.
No, you'll have a gavel and everything. Trust me, like that. Or you'll just have like maybe yell bang, bang. Wait,
can you hear this?
I heard it once. Oh, I heard it twice.
Okay, perfect. You can hear it. So I can just do that when you guys are getting out of order.
Awesome, but we probably won't hear you.
Okay, whatever. Anyways. I'll just yell at you.
Yeah. Anyways, though, that's probably a good place to line it up. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you did listen, if you didn't listen, well, then that sucks. But if you did listen, then you'll know that you don't suck. Of course.
Yeah.
Anyways, I will see, we will see, all of us will see you guys maybe probably in the next of these adventures.
Later.
Skater.